Now a special feature of KRWC Radio News. 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. I'm Tim Matthews. 2023, as usual, was a big year in sports in Wright County for both high school sports and other amateur sports as well. KRWC Radio Sports Director Jamie Broman gives us part two of the Sports Year in Review.
We'll start off with another great year in the North Star League. What a great regular season. Delano went 21-1. Maple Lake went 18-4. And both those teams reached the Final Four at the Class C State Baseball Tournament. And they were one game from meeting for the state championship. But Delano lost to Bluffton 1-0. And the team that always plays its best in August and early September, Maple Lake, jumped on their opportunity and shut out Jordan 3-0. It was the state championship at Delano in front of a full house on Labor Day. It was a beautiful afternoon, and it was a close game. But Maple Lake made all the big plays.
And the pitch. And this one's hit well out to center field. Way back, Malachek. Comes up, makes the catch, makes the throw to third base, and he is out!
Got it!
Third base! What a play by Malachek. Defensive play, my oh my.
That huge double play kept Delano ahead, and in the ninth inning, they were one out away from being the state champions.
No way. Swung on, popped up. Malachek coming over, Geltz coming over. Geltz puts up the glove and makes the catch. And that's it. They've won the 100th annual state tournament. Maple Lake Lakers win this one by a final score of 6-4. Pandemonium on the field, a huge dog pile. Yellow shirts all around. Aiden Smith, one blue shirt on the bottom. Getting up right now, Jordan Fleck. Everybody's hands in the air. Casey Pack out there just as excited as his team is. What a great run coming in and actually winning this 100th annual Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament.
The Maple Lake Lakers, your 2023 Class C State Amateur Champions for the state of Minnesota. And they were led by Hunter Malachek. He was the MVP of the North Star League, hitting .386, 10 doubles, 32 RBIs, 7-0 on the mound, and a 2.44 earned run average. But the Lakers were certainly a surprise to win the state championship. Hunter talked about what made the difference.
Yeah, our hitting before, during regions and a little bit, we had a rough season with hitting. We were in up or down, had that losing streak at the end of the regular season, and then regions, just went two in regions, perfect timing to get two wins in a row. Then come here and our pitching's just been unreal. We've been hitting.
What a great season for the North Star League. Now let's look back to recent history this fall. We'll start off in football. The Annandale Cardinals had never played in a state championship game in Class 3A. After ending the regular season undefeated, their starting quarterback Nick Walter said he was confident the Cardinals would make it.
We just got to keep playing our brand of football. Tough defense and an explosive offense. We're going to be hard to stop.
Yeah.
We're going to get it done. We're going to be hard to stop.
But they had to beat Esko and Coy Parrish in the state quarterfinals at Brainerd. And a key fourth down play in the first half gave Annandale all the momentum they needed.
Inside the one. You know, they sprint up to the line. Like I said, the referee and me have the same sight. Me, Walter, will fake it. Pitch it to Valdez. He's in! Valdez around the edge. Touchdown, Cardinals, 7-6.
They defeated Esko 14-7. Then in the state semifinals, they took on their big rivals from Dasso Cokato, a team that beat them in the same spot in 2019. Today would be different.
And instead he slides to his left. He has a man wide open, and that's going to be an Annandale touchdown. The 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Annandale Cougars. And that's Thomas Westman.
Cardinals win at 24-14, advance to the state championship, but Stuartfield defeated them in the state championship 43-13. But what a great season for the Annandale Cardinals football team. In volleyball, Delano went 30-3 on the season, won a dramatic section final over Northfield, won their first game at state, and took on Byron in the state semifinals.
Tool got it through. Lexi Nelson couldn't dig it out.
and Taylor Tool does close out Byron a little later than we thought she was going to. But Delano takes home this state semifinal 3-0.
The Tigers advance to the state championship, where their season came to an end against perennial power Marshall. But what a great season. Delano finishes second in the state in Class 3A. Girls soccer, St. Michael Albertville advances state, but hey, no one thought they had a chance against Edina except for those Knights.
Zerna takes the corner once more. Floats into the box, header, goal! As St. Michael takes the lead, 1-0. I think that was Taylor Radloff on the header, but the Knights have the lead here with 34 minutes to go.
That made it 1-0 Knights. Edina did come back to win the game 4-2, and the Hornets went on to win the state championship, but their biggest challenge was St. Michael Albertville. In cross country, Isabella Mahoney from Monticello took second in the state, while girls swim and dive continues to be dominated by Adeline Beegler. She's only a ninth grader at Monticello, but she won her second straight 50 and 100 backstroke at the state tournament, helping Monticello finish third in the state. And that's a look at the North Star League season and the fall sports season for Wright County.
Jamie Broman with the Year in Wright County Sports, Part 2, among the top local topics of 2023. Stay tuned to KRWC Radio News throughout New Year's Day for more segments of 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. And you can find all the segments in the podcast section at krwc1360.com. I'm Tim Matthews, KRWC Radio News.